across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I'm pleased to say my guest has arrived, Jan Wilderspin. She's the project coordinator for Arthur's Shed at Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Good afternoon, Jan.
Good afternoon, Alex.
So, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it,
enjoying
out there?
The sunshine, yeah. Absolutely.
So, tell me a little bit more about Arthur's Shed at Arthur Rank and how it started and what it is, really.
Right.
I presume it's not just a shed.
No, it's nothing but a shed, actually. But, well, Arthur Rank, first of all, it moved a couple of years ago to its new place, which is at Shelford.
Mm-hmm.
And within the and I should say that the hospice movement and Arthur Rank is there for people living in Cambridgeshire with life-limiting illnesses and those who may require end-of-life support.
Mm-hmm.
But also what we're trying to do within the shed, and having what the reason the shed is, to actually bring people not only who know about Arthur's Rank, but also anybody that might want to come into a hospice, to demystify really that actually mm-hmm. a hospice is a very welcoming place, and so people know about it well before they possibly may need it or have a relative. And therefore the shed's existence really came about to do with men's sheds, actually, which a place is suggested that men don't actually talk unless they're getting on with something mm-hmm. and working side by side. So the idea with the shed, Arthur's Shed, is to bring people together the same way as a men's shed, but actually people doing arts and crafts as well. So we have quite a lot of different activities. Some are arts and crafts and flower arranging, but we're also starting Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. We have the men's shed on a Tuesday afternoon. So there's quite a variety to suit really anybody living in Cambridgeshire.
And you told me there's a choir as well?
There's a choir, yes.
And tell me the name of the choir again.
Sister Shed.
Obviously.
So they
Brilliant.
Meet on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And again, they're a collection of people not known to Arthur Rank, but likewise people that may be using some of the facilities at Arthur Rank or volunteers.
So you're saying it's open to anyone of the public to come
yes.
down and use, and just do you sign up for that then
yeah,
or
we'd
something?
Yeah, we'd like you to look at the, to sign up by phoning up the reception, which I'm sure we'll sort numbers out later.
Yes, yeah.
And just to make sure that we've got enough space, because actually the shed is really a studio building.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it's only accommodates about 12 people, so we need to know numbers. And the people organising all the sessions, they're volunteers. So they're artists probably in their own right, or they've got a passion for a particular medium of art, and they come along and they're our volunteers, but then they help out with sharing their skills to the people that
So
attend.
Do people have to pay for that then?
No, we don't ask for any payment. We're very grateful of donations.
Right.
But if that's a problem, that really it shouldn't stop
is an issue.
Coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do ask for donations around about £2. So anything mm-hmm. really, you know, any more is more than grateful.
So would it be sort of like a morning or an afternoon, or is it an hour or
It's a couple of hours, normally yeah. either morning or afternoon. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we only run on Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, we had a couple of teachers coming in when it was half term recently. So, you know, there's always chances for people who work full time to actually come along.
Okay, so yeah, in their holidays
in
or whatever.
Their holidays, yeah.
So you don't have to sign up for the whole kind of a course or
no,
anything.
No, really. It's come along for once, see how you like it. Your talk with the tutor who's leading the session. And if you want to sign up the next time, you go along back to reception and
start
sign again.
Yeah.
Or if it's something you really do want to do for the duration of the groups, then go along and sign up for 6 or 7 mm-hmm. sessions. And please let us know if you can't come.
Yes, because the space, I guess, you could give that
yes.
to somebody else. Yeah, mm-hmm. waiting list, I presume
yeah.
you have something. So again, can you give me some examples of what you sort of said generally what they were? So
we have a session with Sugarcraft.
Oh, right.
So Brenda's been doing with the Sugarcraft, there's a new session actually starting at the end of April. And she's really teaching people right from the basics how to actually, you know, make the flowers or whatever it mm-hmm. may be. At Christmas, she did the Christmas rose, that type of thing. And a little bit more recently, they've made some sort of fun characters, Disney characters, for cake decorating.
I've had a go at that. That's quite hard.
Yes.
Not the Disney character, just making flowers. I did an afternoon one time. That is quite hard.
With the life drawing that we have, that really started. I was quite amazed how she starts it. It's very much starting from scratch and actually drawing a straight line, which and getting people to do that on a repetitive bit, like lines. and then they can go on to, she'll give you her expertise to show you how to start to draw, and there'll be a piece of fruit or a picture or something like that that they can start drawing. We've got the men's shed that say they come along. They're making, they're doing woodcraft.
Right.
And they've
and you have someone that running it to
you have, again, sort of, a tutor. All, yeah. So it's a Cambridge Men's Shed Association. But they've got a couple of volunteers who are in charge of the sessions. But really, it's very much come along, whatever skills you've got, and join in. So make bird boxes.
Yes.
Made some really nice.
So if you don't have any skills at all before, it doesn't matter.
No,
all the tools provided.
The tools are there.
Yeah.
And some people are actually coming along and have just and having a sit and chat. So really, if that's what you wish to do, that's absolutely fine. They've made some really nice chopping boards and things like that. So that's, I'm sure they say it's a lot of skill, but you can sit
on the easier level.
You haven't got to have any experience of soaring. Mm-hmm. If you've got problems with your strength or and really can't stand, you can sit down. So it's a very chilled, very easy,
inclusive
going
by the sound of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I've heard, well, you've told me that this project you were brought in for a year project to get this up and running, and that's coming nearly to the end. Is that right?
That comes the end in the summer.
Oh, okay.
And really, my role was to go in and join Arthur Rank, find out what the shed was all about, really, and to actually move the sessions, make sure that they were run on health and safety and advertising.
Yeah.
But the biggest part of the project is to move on and have volunteers organising and running the shed. So we have two roles that we're looking for. One is for admin, administration.
Right.
So really the best person would be somebody that's got some good IT skills, can actually forward think a little bit about how the sessions are going, what marketing would be quite good.
So someone that maybe is good at social media type
something
things?
Something like that would be really helpful. Although we have got our support team in Arthur Rank. Mm-hmm. But it's somebody that can put it together, make sure they've got a calendar, make sure it's advertised on our website, that type of thing. And really, if we're missing anything, because sometimes maybe over a period of time, the sessions might change. And therefore, well, what else do people want?
Yes, so find out what people are wanting and make sure you're up to date with it.
Yeah.
So that role, does it have a title, that role, or is it just administrative? And then if you tell me what the other role is, and then we'll say what the contact details.
Study.
Oh, okay.
And that is to, for anyone that's ever joined a evening class, that type of thing, it can be quite daunting to move, come into the group on the first occasion. And likewise, we're asking you to come into Arthur Rank as well. So the buddy would meet as much as you want, really. They'd meet and greet you at the reception. They can ensure the tutor's ready and up. If there's 12 people, that's quite a lot of people, to make sure that everyone's got what they need.
So it's like an assistant for anyone.
Assistant for everybody, and ensure the health and safety is around and supported. Mm-hmm.
You need several of those, I'm guessing?
We'd like to, yes, because it might be that they enjoy supporting one session. We've got tapestry, for instance.
Yeah.
So they might enjoy that. They can join in this space, but if there isn't, they really are there to support everybody. Yeah. And it's really to make sure that the session runs smoothly and there's support around for the person running the session.
And so for the administrator role, do you want someone full-time or part-time, or you job share, or you're not really, whoever's out there, you'll work it?
Yeah, so it's,
yes, whatever.
In an ideal world, you'd have two or three people. We've already got one really nice person that's hopefully going to start. But it'd be very nice if they've got some support from other people, and it can be a little team in their own right to build on the team that are doing this, working with the sessions. And then you've got backup as well, haven't you, if people are on holiday and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And really it's to make it your own, together as a group of people, to see what works well and what doesn't. and enjoy being part of a team.
Yeah, I imagine it's very rewarding as well doing that, because you can see, especially as it's quite a new project, you can see how it grows and develops really, can't you?
And we have some really nice feedback from people that have been through to the sessions. So there's probably the obvious type where people are saying how wonderful the group was and how nice the shed is, because it's very inviting. It's in setting the gardens, which are beautiful. Today is absolutely beautiful.
I bet, yeah.
We've got bifolding doors are open, and it is really lovely place. But some of the session that people attend, they're called the shedders, obviously. And we've had people say how it's assisted them, understanding that actually it's a very pleasant building to come to. But likewise, their own confidence is improved because they have made that step to come in and join a group. And just generally, people have all said it's fun and a good couple of hours that goes very quickly.
Lovely. Yeah. That sounds brilliant. That sounds great. So give us the details of how, if anyone's out there that's interested in applying for either of those roles or for coming to actually get involved with the sessions. Yes. Is there two different ones or they come to the same contact details?
If the main phone number is the reception at Arthur Rank, which is Cambridge 675777. If they phone up reception and explain what they're wanting, and then either the role or and then ask for Jan Wilderspin, that'd be very helpful. And if they're interested in coming along to the groups, the calendar is on our website.
And what's your website?
arthurrankhc.org.uk,
I believe. Yep.
And then to look on the calendar, which is under services, then Arthur Shed, and there's the calendar.
Lovely.
And that'll tell you next month's
And sessions. So that would be the same if they wanted to get in touch with you, even through the website.
They could
email you directly leave a message.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant, Jan. That sounds
Thank
really
you.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll get some lovely volunteers from that.